You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. If Freddie Mercury and David Bowie had a star child, her name would be Kat Robichaux. She's an over-the-top theatrical rocker whose career got a boost when she was on the hit TV show The Voice. After that, she moved to San Francisco and created Misfit Cabaret. It's a themed variety show that goes from burlesque to drag to circus to magic, all tied together by Kat's original songs. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, Kat talks about her path to San Francisco and why she feels the arts scene here is alive and well.
Hi, my name is Kat Robichaux, and I'm the co-producer and creator of Misfit Cabaret. I would describe my music style as cabaret rock. I think a combination of musicals and rock and roll comes together. I got into music, I guess, when I was in high school. I mean, I'd always really loved to sing, and like I said, I was super into Broadway. My dad would sing a lot of musical show tunes with me.
Bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may be.
But it wasn't until high school that people started taking notice of my voice and saying, you know, you should join a band, you can sing. Early influences to me of my music, Queen, really love Freddie Mercury, and I really love piano-based rock and roll. Definitely has to do with my love of musicals, show tunes. I love the theatricality of Marilyn Manson, you know, rock and rollers who cared about the way they look, that they're not just creating music. David Bowie, definitely. You're creating escapism. You're giving someone something not only beautiful to listen to, but something beautiful to look at. Being on The Voice was incredible. You're working with vocal coaches and choreographers and producers to be the best representation of yourself.
Ain't got no trouble in my life. No forest dreams to make me.
I learned a lot. I learned, like, the biggest lesson that I took from being on the show was just to really always be yourself. Because people can tell if you're not being authentic. And there's only one of you. Once you get on the show and you're in this crazy world where before only a few thousand people knew who I was as a musician, and now all of a sudden 15 million people know who I am. You have this pressure to fit in, and I should have just been myself, because whether or not it would have kept me on the show longer, I would have reached the people that I really needed to reach, which I think that I did for the most part.
I feel funky, I feel good, gonna tell ya, I'm in the neighborhood, like a bird.
I would have changed my song selections. They were trying to do what they thought was best for me. I don't blame them at all. They're wonderful people that really do try to show every single artist that they have on the show in the best light possible. But, you know, they're really, as an artist, you can only make the best decisions for yourself. I had heard really wonderful things about San Francisco and the art scene.
Beautiful.
And it's funny, when I moved here, I heard from so many people, oh, you missed it. The art scene's dead. I was like, well, I don't believe that. I think you're just not looking in the right places, which is absolutely true. There are so many amazing things happening in the city.
Everything looks beautiful in black and white, in black and white. And
So when I moved to San Francisco, the first thing that I did was I started going to a bunch of drag clubs. But what I really love about San Francisco drag is how avant-garde it is, how experimental it is, how gross it is sometimes. And, you know, going out and just seeing that and seeing how somebody tells a story within about a 3 to 5 minute time span, not even making words come out of their mouth, just mimicking something else, but using that stage to create art.
Come and play at Misfit Cabaret.
So with Misfit Cabaret and the way that I come up with concepts, sometimes they come out of my head and I'm like, yeah, this is something that I'm really passionate about. I write two original songs that coincide with the theme of the evening. We are escapism. It's also really important to disconnect and to go into another world for just a few hours and to just meditate in a rock and roll kind of way.
From grit to grit, we're all from oppressive towns. They call us lost, but here we found a place where we can be ourselves, whatever that may be. And if you want to, we can do whatever you want to, just as long as you can pay the rent.
The show is basically a love letter to my childhood, and I was an 80s baby, so a lot of the influences are from the 80s, and it has that nostalgic feel. But other times, inspiration comes from the performers that I work with. Like, Gremlins came from the fact that Dave from Shadow Circus Creature Theater wanted to work with us for Halloween, and I said, oh, Dave, I'm sorry, but we've already written the entire show, and I just don't think there's anywhere for puppets. But what about Christmas? Would you want to be involved in Christmas? And Dave thought about it, and he goes, I could make Gremlins. And then I said, I could write a song about Gremlins. That's the amazing thing about living in San Francisco is that you do have this plethora of amazing artists, this bank of artists that you get to choose from, to work with, and just say, my God, I have this weird idea. Would you like to be a part of it? From the time that I was on The Voice until now, I think I've really grown into the artist that I am supposed to be. Because before I was on The Voice, I was just doing rock and roll. But because I'm so influenced by my childhood and by the musicals that I grew up watching, it's really wonderful to be able to create in the way that I feel most comfortable, which is kind of this heartwarming, but really weird, effed up. Just this, you know, Misfit Cabaret is my baby, and it is 100% my heart. Everything that I put out on that stage is exactly who I am and how I want to represent myself.
That was Kat Robichaux. Her next Misfit Cabaret show is coming out this May at Z Space. This edition of Bay Area Beats was produced by KELW Audio Academy fellow Porfirio Rangel. He applied for our audio journalism program, and you can too for the summer. Go to KELW.org. We're accepting applications through tomorrow night. Get on it. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.